Good morning, I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, it is my honor to talk with the brand new executive director of Astoria-based nonprofit North Coast Food Web. The North Coast Food Web supports our local small farmers, fishers, foragers, bakers, makers to provide safe, healthy food for all of us. They have ongoing programs, including an online farmers market, which is fabulous. We're going to talk about all the vendors and the products that you can order from them and how the organization has changed and morphed throughout the years. So good morning, Jesse Jones, the brand new executive director of the North Coast Food Web.
Hi, Donna. Good morning. I'm so glad to see you again.
Glad to have you here. I feel fortunate. I've known you since 2008 when you were part of the Astoria scene, even though you grew up in Vernonia. So actually, let's have the listening audience learn a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I have been in Astoria since about 2008. That's when I started working here and living here. I graduated from Portland State University with a degree in community development. And then I went on to study a master's degree in natural resource policy, but that was interrupted when I went back to my hometown of Vernonia, Oregon, to build a community learning center. And since that time, I've really been working in positions that allow me to work with people who want to serve their communities in one way or another. I have been an executive director with the North Coast Watershed Council here in town. And then before this job, I worked with Oregon Shores Conservation Coalition. I was the Coast Watch Programs Manager, managing hundreds of volunteers up and down the Oregon coast, who adopted miles and then learned everything they could about their mile, how to steward that mile, how to do science on that mile. And now here I am working with food systems. But before this, I've been working really in the conservation community for many, many, many years. I've worked with the Clatsop Soil Water Conservation District. I've worked with Clatsop County, mediating a couple of small water systems on Highway 30. Just worked a lot with water, actually. But I'm super excited. This role now feels like one that I am really, really fit for, actually.
Yes, and absolutely, conservation and food go together. Right now, there are food recalls, it seems like every other week or every day almost. And so knowing where our food comes from, knowing it's food is medicine, and it's so vital and important. So let's kind of circle back to the North Coast Food Web, when it started and what its goal was and how it's changed and morphed over the years, because you just took this position of executive director really in the last like 30 days, right?
Right. I started January 10th. So we're just a month.
Yes. Fabulous. They're so, so fortunate to have you at the head of this amazing organization. So what is the North Coast Food Web for listeners who may not know?
Well, we are a lot of things, and you gave a great introduction. I'll start with our mission and then I'll kind of talk about our vision. But our mission is the North Coast Food Web cultivates a resilient and equitable food system by supporting farmers and food makers and improving access to local food. So really we're a food web. So we are a community. And I'm still learning about this, even though I have been a supporter of the food web by buying food. I'm learning really how far this web reaches, all the things that we do. So we are really a network of farmers and food makers. We are getting more into the fishers community. We do offer fish at our market. So we have an online market that is how you order food from us. And we also have a physical location. And in that physical location, we have a community kitchen. And we also have a space that accesses our market space, which gets really busy once a week, Thursdays. That's when all of the farmers and food makers drop off their items in the morning. And then our volunteers bag everything up, separate it, organize it. And then our buyers come in, our consumers, our customers come in the afternoon, those who ordered online and they pick it up.
And so we are a very like buzzing place every Thursday. But then we also have a community kitchen where all kinds of people come in and create their goods to sell their small businesses. And they sell in the market, they sell all over Astoria and the North Coast. So we work with farmers in Washington, so on the other side of the Columbia River, as well as in Oregon, within about 100 miles is our service area.
And the food web has been around for how long?
Since 2011, actually. And it's started at something called FEAST, which happened in Cannon Beach. And that FEAST stands for Food, Education, Agriculture, or Agriculture Solutions Together. And that brought together like 65 community members to discuss food insecurity challenges in our region. And so they were really looking at how can we be more resilient together? How can we discover what foods that we have that we can offer to our local community? How much do we have here that we can actually look to and purchase and support? And it's so that was 2011. It's been quite a while, actually. And then it's grown over the years. I remember when the food web was a small building on 18th Avenue, like a small house. You might remember that as well.
I do remember that. I used to go there and buy things. Yes.
Yeah, me too. So that's where it started. And then we have a lot of partners that have actually also helped us to get where we are. We work closely with the food bank, Class Up Community Action. So food insecurity is a big part of what is important to us as well.
So it's your funding is you're a nonprofit 501c3. People can donate. And you obviously your funding is comes also from grants and things like that. Why don't you talk a teeny bit about how it has changed over the years?
Well, I'm still learning that because I'm, you know, very new in the job. We have a staff of six people, actually seven, including myself. So we are all, and I just want to give a shout out to the staff. Each and every one of them are working so hard and have a passion and love for what we do at the Food Web. I don't think I've ever met such a amazing staff that was just doing work that they love to do and that they really believe in. And it's easy to believe in something like food. So right now we are 50%, about 50% federally grant funded. We also have, we also take donations and we also write private grants as well. So we have some foundations that support us. So we have Shelby on staff who has been writing grants for a while with us now. So we're about half and half, you know, we have some private donations just from donors and individuals. We actually have a monthly, if you would like to be a monthly donor, you can do that with us. And then private grants and then federal grants.
Okay. And not only, I mean, is your mission to support our small farmers, which is really about sustainability, but also about the quality of food, which, you know, food again is medicine and we need to trust our food. And when I went to your online farmers market, I was gobsmacked. I was amazed by what is offered. I mean, everything from seaweed to beef bones. And so why don't we talk a little bit about the vendors and the products that are offered online, because if those of you listening have not gone to the North Coast Food Web website and shopped and looked, and you have to shop between Sunday and Tuesday, you place your order and then you pick it up on Thursday. I wanted to get everything. I mean, it was amazing. Talk a little bit about the vendors and about the foods that are offered there.
It is so great. Yes, it's pretty vast. I mean, we have everything from, we have granola bars, we have eggs, we have honey. We do right now, we have a very special partnership where we are selling some seaweed items. So like I said a little bit ago, we're kind of working into that blue foods, which is food that comes from the ocean. So we'll be getting more, you know, focusing more on that at the same time as we're really supporting our farmers who are with us already. Some of our farms are Astoria Tea Company, Barking Dog Farm, Blue Scorcher, Bee Haven. We have mushrooms that you can get. We have dried mushrooms, cranberries. It really depends also on what time of year. So you asked earlier if someone could do a standing order. Things change from week to week, right? The weather changes, products change, but some things we have that are there pretty regularly. We also have meat, we have pork, we have beef. Those arrive frozen. And those are from local farmers all over. I mean, like I said, across the river in Pacific County, and then as far as Klatskanai. And we also have a partner who sells fish. So you can pretty much find anything. And then, of course, depending on the season, we have fresh fruit. And right now, one of the things that I love about living on the North Coast is just how many vegetables we have all year long. So we have, you know, we're a year-round farmers market, essentially. And you can get on there right now and I think find potatoes and leeks and beets and kale and chard and onions and carrots. And the way that it works is you place an order, and then it takes a couple of days for our staff who kind of processes those orders, finds out what is available. Then you actually pay that total the morning of, just to make sure that you have everything. Every once in a while, things will change. Like something might not be fully available, or another farm will fill in, which is pretty cool.
Yes, and you take card, cash, check, SNAP, FDNP checks.
Yes, we do. We take SNAP, which is awesome. So yeah, you can pay online, or you can show up and pay when you come to pick up your groceries. So you can pay with cash or a check at that time. And we do accept SNAP, which Twyla has been worked really hard to get that for our market. It's very important that we are available to everyone in our community. And we also offer at least 10 free food bags a week. And sometimes that increases. So we have a program where not only do we have customers who come in and pay, but we also have 10 to 15 free food bags or free food boxes a week to our local community, full of healthy, fresh food, the same food that is in all of the other boxes, a mixture of the most wonderful foods.
And we can't live without food and water. And again, food is medicine, and delicious food that you can buy locally is the ultimate sustainable way to live. Not only do you have food, actually, there are salves and body oils, coffee, tea, butter, oat cakes, sourdough bread and bagels, bacon, cheese curds, duck eggs, honey, herbs, butter, rye flour. I mean, honestly, it was fabulous. And you also have some North Coast food totes that you sell online.
We do. Yeah, we have some merch. So feel free to check out our website and find the fun things that you can get. We have stickers, we have bags. All of those things have our logo. And of course, when you carry them around, then people learn about who we are. And I really would like more people to learn about who we are. People who have been here in the community and that I've been talking to, some of them don't know the extent of what we offer. So this is just wonderful timing to be on your show, Donna. I appreciate it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you. And you have one of my favorites lately is Huckleberry Gold potatoes. I guess they're low glycemic, and you have those too. So I really had no idea of, you know, the amount of, you know, what you could order, you know, online with the North Coast Food Web. And, you know, a local restaurant, habanero sauce, you know, I mean, jam, cookies, all of that. So we've talked a little bit about the history. So you're a nonprofit 501c3. You have a board of directors, you have staff, and you're kind of in the process of moving because you were in that lovely little house on 18th Street and you had to move at some point, and now you're kind of doing that again, right?
Yes. So for the last 2 years or so, we have been in a building that's called the Astoria Food Hub, which is confusing to the community. The Astoria Food Hub does no longer exist. It was an idea for a while. And they they owned the building, and then Bowie Beer moved in, and we moved in also. So we were coexisting for a while with Bowie Beer in this great space that a lot of people have probably been in on Marine Drive. We have offices and our kitchen on the periphery of that building. So if you've ever been in there and you saw these pretty windows, there we were working behind those. But that building was sold in September, October, I believe. And we have, we need to move again. And I found out that we needed to move the day before I started this job. It was not a huge surprise, I think, to the staff, because they knew that eventually that, you know, we did have a lease that would be ending at the end of 2025. But the lease was terminated early, which lit a fire under us. And amazingly, the community has been so supportive and responsive to our needs. We created a list of more than 20 spaces initially that had either been offered to us to come and rent or share space. There were all of these options, and myself and the staff and the board has whittled those down. We went around the community, we popped in, we looked at things to see if they would work or not, and we're getting very close to making a decision. We're actually really excited. I can't say at this point because we're not 100% sure, but we will be announcing that decision very soon. But it looks like we will have a new home in this community, in this wonderful community. And we're excited about that so that we can continue. Our goal is to not interrupt our operations. We're going to do our very best. We will be keeping in close contact with all of our customers and friends and members about that. But it's getting close. We'll probably be moving this spring.
That's exciting, and it is a challenge because you do have the online farmers market. That's your main, but you also have this commercial kitchen rental, cold and dry storage rental, and there's some networking things coming up. So we will be very interested to hear where you will land, and thank heaven that you will be continuing, because what you do is vital. It is vital to sustainability, to keeping our small farmers, fishers, foragers, bakers and makers, you know, ranchers doing what they do best and feeding us healthy food. There's also an event that's coming up in March. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, it's called Food Link, and I'm still learning about this. And this is really something that we've been doing for a while. And it's happening, I think, in early March, I think March 4th. And this is an event that will actually happen in our facility, which we will likely still be in our facility in early March. A lot of classes also happen in our facility as well. But this one will be buyers and growers and makers coming together and linking up and learning how a small food maker can sell their items, how a farmer can sell their items, that type of a thing. And I'm still learning about this. But one of the things that this kind of dovetails with is our great program that we provide resources for the food system entrepreneurs to sell their items and to succeed. So a lot of people who want to, let's say they're great in the kitchen and they've made something wonderful like cheese, and their friends have said, you know, you should sell this. This is really good. But they don't know, they don't have any idea how. That's where the food web comes in. And we actually partner with Clatsop Community College, the Small Business Development Center, to help would-be entrepreneurs to make their items locally and to sell their items locally. Ideally, we love that to happen with the local food, right? So somebody who wants to make cheese, for example, works with a local dairy to get their milk, and then works in our community kitchen to make their product, and then works with us we provide resources then to help them then sell that in the co-op or as another store or and in our market. So the farmers, the link event, which I think is just about an hour long. I don't think it's very long. I think these might have been bigger in the past, maybe a little bit of a longer day, but this is just kind of a meet. It sounds like it's a meet and greet, but if you have any questions about that, please let us know and I will connect you with, I think it's Andy at the Food Web who will be able to share about that. But
I love Andy. Oh my goodness. And again, you know, what you're doing is vital. It's community. We're now seeing, you know, I mean, all this globalization, you know, it's not working in many ways. And so knowing that you can support your community and they support you, trusting your food, you know, trusting the fact that, I mean, I can't wait to order the elderberry syrup, you know, I mean, elderberry is powerful and how marvelous that somebody's making that and selling it through the Food Web. And I know it's a challenging time for many nonprofits with these, the fund, freezing funds and all of that. So how are you negotiating that?
Well, that is a serious challenge. So, this in the last couple of weeks, it's been kind of shocking what's happening at the Federal Treasury Department. And the Food Web, as I said, about 50% of our grants come from federal funding. And not only is this federal freeze affecting vulnerable communities, it's affecting almost every American. It's affecting everyone. And we are affected. So at this time, we are unable to access money that is legally ours. Grants that we put in reimbursements for, grants that we have written, and grants and monies that have been promised to us. We are just unable to access those funds. And it is uncertain when those funds will be available to us and if they will be available to us. So the Food Web has struggled in the past, but I can say that this is probably our biggest struggle yet. So it's very real. And I've been spending a lot of time with our representatives. I've been speaking to Suzanne Bonamici's office, as well as Jeff Merkley's office. And I encourage everyone who's listening to this to make your voices heard and contact your federal representatives. And I have a phone number, if I can share that, if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Suzanne Bonamici is our congresswoman. She has always been a wonderful friend to the North Coast. I've met her a number of times in my previous positions, and she is very hardworking and loyal to the people of the North Coast. Her office number is 503-469-6010. And they are listening to their messages, I can assure you. And I would let their office know your concerns, your personal stories of how a federal funding freeze or cuts to local food availability and food assistance programs would affect you and the people that you love. And they are listening to those and they are taking those messages and up to, you know, to Washington, D.C., and they are listening. They are listening and they are fighting for all of us. So all we can do right now, really, and it's powerful, is to call or write or go to Suzanne's website. That would be a great idea.
All right, so that's one thing we can do. We can call Suzanne Bonamici's number. And again, that number is 503-469-6010. Or you can go to her website and we can order. What can we do to help you? We can order online via food, which helps us. We can order healthy food. So the more of us who go online and order food from the North Coast Food Web. And again, the range and the deliciousness, I mean, it's just phenomenal, really. So go to the North Coast Food Web website and order their delicious foods, salves, body oils, syrups, all the things that they offer. And again, lovely that I hadn't heard the term blue food. So yes, fish. I love that blue food from the ocean. Yeah. Jesse, we just have a few minutes left. Are there any other things you'd like the listening audience to know that perhaps we haven't talked about? Whatever you wish to say.
Okay. Well, I really love how you continue to come back to local healthy food. And that the world of, you know, food beyond this region can sometimes be questionable. Packaged food, sometimes we don't always know what it is. Lettuce in bags, like it can, I know there was a scare last year. We just can be so much more confident in the health of our food when it's locally made or locally grown. So I really appreciate that you keep coming back to that. And it's a great education too, I think, for kids and for others to know how much we can actually provide locally. You know, it's like, wow, this is all from here. You know, it's a great way to get to know personally our region through our food, what grows here and what people are making here. And it's so great to know who your local makers are. Like, I know that person that made that marinara sauce. I know that person that makes that hot sauce. Like, that's so cool. I have to do a pitch. We do have a donate button on our website. So if you feel like donating to us, please do. You can also mail us a check. Our address is on our website. And if you would like to make a larger donation, if you have deep pockets and you haven't given to the food web before, I encourage you to call me and talk about your options, because I am talking to large donors at this time as well. I think we eventually will, you know, be not so dependent on federal funds.
When we invest in the North Coast Food Web, we're investing in the health of our land, our community, and our own bodies. And so it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Donna. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, how exciting that you're taking the helm at this time, which is a challenge. However, I know you're up for it. And I'm trusting that our listeners are going to go to the North Coast Food Web website and look at all the goodness that they can bring into their homes, grown and fished and farmed and foraged right in our North Coast area. So, Jesse, good on you. We have faith and trust that this is going to all work out and that we're going to be able to continue providing this vital service that you all provide with yummy food and important and medicinals too.
Yes, thank you so much. Can I give a pitch really quick? Well, you haven't said the website yet. It's northcoastfoodweb.org.
Northcoastfoodweb.org, you bet. Thank you so much, Jesse. And we will check back with you later this year after you've moved, and we'll look forward to the announcement of where you're going to be. But again, everyone, let's go online and order food. That's something we can do to help right now during this funding freeze too. So thank you so much, Jesse, for everything. And we will talk to you again, hopefully soon.
I hope so.
My appreciation goes to all of you who listen to Talk of Our Towns, which is the first Thursday of each month. Thank you so much, Viri, who's been who's our engineer for the program, and my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his theme music for this program, which was his original theme music. So until we meet again, well, no, because it's a month. Right now, let's just stop for a second and take a deep breath, which is so healing for all of us in every way.